Peggy fell in love again with John Marsh, a tall, gentle advertising man. They were married and lived in a dilapidated little apartment they called the Dump. As usual, Peggy shocked her friends, this time by tacking up on the front door two cards, one saying Margaret Munnerly Mitchell and the other John R. Marsh. She stayed with the Sunday magazine 4 years until an injury put her on crutches. Confined to her home, she read voraciously. She had been an omnivorous reader since childhood, thanks to encouragement from her scholarly mother. She now read so many books that John, weary of carting them home, suggested that instead of reading books, she write one. Margaret was then 26. She decided to try to write about the war between the states. "As a little girl, I always spent Sundays with my grandparents," she once told me, "and I was invariably scooped onto some lap and then forgotten while the oldsters fought the war. Also, I often rode horseback with a fine old Confederate veteran who wore a white goatee, long hair, and a gym swinger coat. We would pick up other veterans along the way, and those hot-tempered bullheads argued out each campaign. I heard everything about the war except that the Confederates lost. It came as a violent shock when I learned at the age of 10 that General Lee had been licked."